Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes, and we're from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this morning as we do every Sunday morning from the beautiful studios of WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and in Lee 88.1 WSBR. We have a nice show planned for you today, I think. Parting the fall celebration, I guess, Farmer?
Yeah, I guess so.
They have an election going on in Ireland, so I'll be talking a little bit about that. But I'll be playing some Dolores Keane today, some Lazarus Soul, as well as some Mary O'Hara. How about you, Farmer?
Well, I'm going to get to a couple of songs that I didn't get to in your absence. So I'm going to do some Flogging Molly's, the Saw Doctors,
excellent. Good news. So we're going to start off with Dolores Keane.
Become a stranger. wondering where's the walk they got away. They go down to the water to heal me of my pains. In the summer I caused the flies, in the winter I gained blue skies. Raised in the shadow of the shameful apostolic pole, but now the sunrise is my salmon, the outdoors is my church. I make my confessions here, I offer my blessings here, and they smile as I greet the last ones of the royal canal. They've been out here all night and they sway as I wander past. Do they sleep with their heads underwater? Do they sleep with their heads underwater? A hare chases the mist off of the bridges for a nickel in the faraway fair, for an edge that is only found out here on the edge of town. The summer makes the drowners reappear, a season on the banks is akin to going clear. The prophecies of tin can sears, chased down with nagging of tears. And I bow as I meet the glass ones of the royal canal. They've been out here all night and they're sacred as I wander. Saturday, wandering west, the wolf they don't obey. Sky blue Saturday, wandering west, the wolf they don't obey. Sky blue Saturday, and I smile as I greet the glass ones of the royal canal. They've been out as I wander past. Do they sleep with their heads underwater? Do they sleep with their heads underwater? Do they kneel with the sod as their altar? Do they sleep with their heads underwater? Glass ones in a
that was interesting.
Yes.
Something we haven't heard in a while.
No, we haven't heard it at all, I don't think.
What'd I tell you?
That's from an Irish band called Lazarus Soul.
Oh.
And they're new, and I think they have two CDs out. This is from their first CD named Glass Swans.
Oh, okay.
Which is a Tennessee Williams-type title, I would suggest. And before that, we heard from Island Eddie. We know Island Eddie. Island Eddie is in the middle of Galway Bay. It's a deserted island. There's a lot of abandoned houses on Island Eddie.
I think, is it the tide that runs them up?
It's a tide that runs up, and that's where the farmers bring their sheep
in the day, yeah.
In the daytime and wait for the tide to come in. The sheep can't get off and all those kinds of things. But Island Eddie is a well-known Galway band. You just heard from them, Larry Redican's Leitrim Letter. And first up, we heard from a well-known Irish performer, Dolores Keane, from the album A Woman's Heart, with a very classic tune, Caledonia. And we're going to hear from you, Farmer.
We're going to start this set off with Gaelic Storm.
She walks the thin white line between the body and the soul. She's as faithful to her history as a novice to his fast, for she is standing on the bones of Ireland's past. She is singing of the troubles and the till I can almost feel the famine slipping through my trembling hand. And I wonder as I hear her that the spirit still shines through, and she can reach across the ocean deep and break my heart into. Mary is wise, she is foolish. She's as constant as the tide, for it's a woman's heart that beats beneath that stubborn Irish pride. We are saints and we are sinners. We are heroes, we are thieves. We are all of us beginners on the road. She is singing of the troubles and the fire in the land, till I can almost feel the famine slipping through my trembling hand. And I wonder as I hear her that the spirit still shines through, and she can reach across the through my trembling hand. the spirit still shines through, and she can reach across the ocean deep and break my heart in two.
Johnny, what has altered your mind?
was all but a jest, for I never intended to make you my best. I never intended to make you my wife. Oh, Annie, lovely Annie, all the days of my life. The first time I met you, 'tis well I do own, 'twas in my father's garden in the county Tyrone, with my white apron round us to shield out the wind. Oh, Johnny, lovely Johnny, what has altered your mind? A bunch of blue ribbons I'll tie up and wear, and a wreath of forget-me-nots I will twine round my hair. And if ever he returns again, I will greet him with joy, and I will kiss the lips of my own Johnny boy.
That was a great song, I thought. Plurine Naban is the name of the group.
They must be new?
No. But they're a new combo. The singers, the individual singers have been around for a while. But combined into this group called Plurine Naban is fairly recent, okay. A couple years. Johnny, Lovely Johnny was the name of the tune. And hope to hear something else from them soon, actually. I think that's going to happen. And before that, we heard from Mary O'Hara, Down by the Glenside, which in and of itself is a great song. But this one you heard this morning was The Garden's Mother's Lullaby, which was very nice. And you, Farmer?
Well, I started that set out with Mary's Eyes by Gaelic Storm. And that came off their Tree album.
Mm.
I didn't get to play it last week or the last couple of times I was here. So, and I always like that song because I always like that band, actually.
Yeah.
So, but we got to hear it today.
We did.
So, and then I guess, am I starting this one?
You can. I was going to say something about the Irish election.
Oh, but please do. Please do.
There's that.
Yeah.
This is number one you're going to play, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one we're ready.
So if people are aware, there's there's a presidential election going on in Ireland. And there are three candidates. And without going into their details, I'll go into their details again next week, that they're only allowed to campaign. Once they're nominated, campaigning lasts a month.
Just 30 days.
30 days.
Now that's...
So... Unlike our system, which lasts all the time. But nonetheless, the nominations come from political parties, obviously. The Oireachtas, which is the Irish government, has 20 votes, I should say. And the colleges have nomination capacity, Trinity College, University College Dublin, and the UC University College system, meaning Cork, Galway, and Dublin. And so there's three candidates at this point. Some people did not make the poll. There were four others. And the election will be in 30 days. So I thought I'd just let people know. I'll go into more detail about it next week when these things start cooking. But I thought it was interesting to... the Irish elections aren't done on schedule. They're called.
Right.
When there's a vote of no confidence in the government, or at least within 7 years if there hasn't been a nominee up to that point. So there you have it.
Mm. That sounds good.
And now what are we hearing, Farmer?
We're going to hear Flogging Molly to start the set.
The dreams have all gone. They never said where, but I think I know. It smiles through the night, just over the dawn, on the road that will take me home. I know in my heart I've ground feels the same, though the land's been torn. I've a long way to go, the that will take me home. Love waits for me round the bend, leads me endlessly on. Surely sorrow shall find their end. All our troubles will be gone, and I know what I've lost and all that I've won when this road finally takes me home. Pass by, don't lead me astray. Don't try to stop me, don't stand in my way. I'm bound for the hills where the cool waters flow, and this road that will take me home. One, and this road finally takes me home. I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going thank you.
That was David Murphy. Bridget Cruz. It didn't sound like it. But that's a tune by Turla O'Carolan, and it's several hundred years old. And the reason why it didn't sound like that, even though I knew myself what the tune was, Queeving Glynn is the, is the name of the album, Exploring Irish Music for Pedal Steel Guitar.
Ah. So, see, that Murphy guy, wasn't it David Murphy?
Yep.
I have one of his CDs at home that it must be about, 10, 15 years old now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it must be a different, I don't think this guy's that old.
Oh, he might not be, but.
This guy's, it's not 10, 15 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, back in those days, back in your day, I should say, the psychedelic things.
Oh, my.
I'm kidding.
I know. So on this day in Irish history, the Ulster Covenant was signed. On the 28th of September, 500,000 people in the province of Ulster signed the Ulster Covenant, or to use its full name, Ulster's Solemn League and Covenant. Keep in mind, this is 1912. The document was drafted by Sir Thomas Sinclair, a merchant from Belfast, who was the leader of the Ulster Liberal Unionist Association, an organization that split from the Liberal Party after that party supported Home Rule for Ireland in 1886. Its wording deliberately mirrored the Scottish National Covenant of 1638, always leaping ahead, those unionists, signed in opposition to the reforms of the Church of Scotland proposed by Charles I. That's not very relevant. The covenant began by stating that its signatories were convinced in our consciousness that home rule, which would have been a kind of independence for Ireland, would be disastrous to the material well-being of Ulster Protestants, as well as for the whole of Ireland, subversive of our civil and religious freedom, destructive of our citizenship, and perilous to the unity of the empire, unquote. Signatories pledged to use, quote, all means which may be found necessary to defeat the present conspiracy to set up a home rule parliament in Ireland, and that were such a parliament to be set up, they would refuse to recognize its authority. Edward Carson, the leader of the Irish Unionist Party, was the first to sign the covenant, followed by Lord Londonderry, the representative of the Protestant churches, and by Sir James Craig. 218,000 people signed the covenant. Women signed the corresponding Women's Declaration, because they couldn't vote yet, I don't think, in addition to 19,162 men and 5,000 women living outside the province, i.e. in the rest of Ireland, who could prove that they had been born in Ulster, also signed. The Irish Times in Dublin, then a pro-unionist paper, wrote that Belfast displayed on Saturday such a civic harmony and passion as the world has hardly seen since the Athenian or medieval times. So, sign it or not, that wasn't necessarily good news for Ireland. We all aware of the subsequent history. Now we're going to hear from you, Farmer. Number 10.
Number 10, it'd be Clare, the Saw Doctors, Clare Excellent. Island.
On the strand, take our clothes off in the moonlight, skinny dipping hand in hand. We'll start drinking in the twilight, keep it up until the dawn. Both the bars, because there's no guards,
get the ferry out from Runa and wave all our cares goodbye. Getting weary of the city, seems so many things have changed. Let's head off for Nora Denny's home, where she walked it never rained.
Prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they have taken you away. For you you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athen Rhine, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athen Rhine. By a lonely prison wall I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebel, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athen Rhine, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athen Rhine. The last star falling, as the prison ship sailed out against the sky. For she lived in hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Athen Rhine. The small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athen Rhine.
And this is Kevin Cale and Farmer Hughes signing off for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 FM.
And it's good to have you back, Kevin. And like Kevin said, come back next week and listen to our show and listen to all the good stuff that's produced on this station. All I can say is be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Grandma, I'll get to Hugin.